I just want to read a few more verses.
Wir haben ja an
this weekend we have had the prophet Isaiah, particularly in mind or in our hearts.
Und ich noch and einmal I would like to read a few more verses
from Isaiah 44 before we pray.
Isaiah 44
from verse 24,
it says, so hat
thus
der
saith the Lord,
dein Erlöser,
thy Redeemer,
der dich von deiner
and
Geburt
he that formed thee from the womb.
Ich bin der Herr,
I am
der
the Lord
alles wirkt,
that maketh all things,
der ich den Himmel
that stretches forth
habe,
the heavens alone,
ich allein,
that spreadeth
die
abroad the earth by myself,
wer war bei mir,
that frustrateth the tokens of the liars,
der Schwätzer,
and maketh diviners mad,
vereitelt,
that turneth wise men backward,
als Narren hinstellt,
and maketh their knowledge foolish,
beschämt abziehen lässt,
that confirmeth the word of his servant,
erweist,
and performeth the
der
counsel of
das
his
Wort
messengers,
seiner Knechte verwirklicht und den von seinen Boten verkündeten Ratschluss vollführt.
Oh,
praise, sei dem
Herrn. Praise be to the Lord.
Darüber haben wir heute Morgen
we
schon
have already
gehört.
Heard about this morning.
Der von Jerusalem
that saith to Jerusalem,
es soll wieder bewohnt
thou
werden.
Shalt be inhabited.
Und von den Städten
and
Judas,
to the cities of Judah,
sie sollen neu aufgebaut
ye shall be
werden.
Built.
Und
and
ich
I will raise up the decayed places thereof.
Der zur Meerestiefe
that saith
spricht,
to the deep,
werde trocken.
Be dry.
Und ich will
and
deine
I will dry
Fluten
up thy rivers.
Der von Tyrus sagt,
that saith of Cyrus,
er ist mein Hirt,
he is my shepherd,
all meinen Willen
and shall perform
ausführen,
all my pleasure,
indem er
even saying to Jerusalem,
gebietet,
thou shalt be built,
aufgebaut werden,
and to the temple,
und für den Tempel,
thy foundation
er werde
shall be laid.
Neu gegründet. Das sind herrliche
these are
Gottes
glorious
Worte,
words of God.
Und jeder Ausspruch,
and every saying
den Gott getan
that God has made.
Liebe Brüder und Schwestern,
dear brothers and sisters,
es ist gleich,
no matter
dauert,
how long it takes,
erfüllt,
it finds its fulfillment.
Und wir sind so dankbar,
and we are so grateful
dass wir kindlich
that we can believe
dürfen,
childlike
und uns freuen
and rejoice
über
over
Ausspruch,
every utterance
den unser Gott
that our God
hat.
Has made.
Und dafür
and for this we want to praise him
und seinen Namen
and
erheben.
Exalt his name.
Ich hab schon zu Anfang
I already said at
wir
the beginning, we see or are privileged to see
sehen,
what God
das,
is doing
Gott
in our
in
days.
Tagen und das gibt uns
and that gives
so
us so much courage
und so viel Trost
and so much comfort
und so viel Zuversicht
and so much confidence
dass wir nicht anders können,
that we cannot help but lift up his
lass
name.
Uns jetzt aufstehen
let us stand up now
beten.
And pray together.
Himmlischer Vater,
Heavenly Father,
wir danken dir
we thank you anew,
auch heute
also this afternoon,
für dein teures
for your precious and holy word.
Wir danken dir auch für
we also thank you for every song.
Wir danken dir für
we thank
reden,
you for your speaking.
Denn du unser Erlöser,
for you, our Savior,
du sprichst
you
zu uns,
speak to us.
Du hast geredet
you
von
have
Anbeginn,
spoken from the beginning.
Und du hast es
and you have fulfilled
was du geredet
what you
hast,
have spoken.
Und du bist heute noch
and you are still at work today to fulfill
was dein heiliger Mund
what your holy mouth has spoken.
Wir danken dir
we thank you dearly, O Lord, for your glorious
Worte
words
und für deine teuren
and
Worte,
for your precious words
die uns hinterlassen
that have been left to us.
Wir können nicht anders,
we cannot
wie deinen Namen
but praise
weisen,
your name
und dich anbeten,
and worship you.
Und bitten dich, Herr,
and we pray
dich,
to you, O Lord,
segne uns auch
to bless
heute
us also this
segne
afternoon.
Unser lieben Bruder, Herr,
bless our dear brother, let your word flow abundantly through his heart and through his mind, that we may receive it and believe it with all our hearts. Lord, we thank you and worship you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We are grateful for his presence, for his speaking, and for his working,
for
all the words, and as has been pointed out, thousands of years have passed, and God is watching over his word to fulfill it.
Prophets have searched what time the Spirit in them was pointing to when they spoke all this. And we may live in this time of fulfillment. It is indeed the most powerful time of all. As you know, today is a great day of decision in this country. And as a citizen of a country, you can't help but to think about what's going on without being politically biased. It is a deep pain that can take hold of a person when you see the political situation, and especially when we think back 50 years to what happened, and some things are very similar. But however everything turns out, one thing is certain. God will only allow what is in His will and according to His plan for this time to be realized. We may express our wishes in our prayers, but I have caught myself when I laid a certain thing before the Lord in prayer, and when I was finished, I said, Lord, you know, I have only expressed my wishes, I must leave it up to you what you do and allow. We can express our wishes and still be certain that God's will be fulfilled. I don't know whether all the men of the past had an overview of what they were doing, whether people knew. And when we think of what happened in our country, we can turn our faces to the ground and still feel ashamed today. And then a prophet of God comes and literally says, the fifth seal had to be fulfilled and the killing of the Jews had to happen. Who can change it? When we think that Hindenburg shook hands with Adolf Hitler on the 30th of January, exactly 50 years ago now, and gave him the go-ahead, so to speak, before the election took place on the 5th of March. He didn't even know what he was doing. He handed over power to a henchman who was then legitimately elected on the 5th of March 1933. But what happened? The word of God was fulfilled before our eyes. We can think about it however we want, but as children of God, we have one obligation, and that is to think beyond all national borders, within the bounds of the word of God. And in 1932, I had always assumed it was 1933, but it was 1932 when the Lord revealed to Brother Branham that Franklin Delano Roosevelt, that he would be elected and that America would declare war on Germany. And not only that, but that America would be to blame and cause World War II to break out. We all sit here marveling and not knowing that God has revealed such things to a prophet across the ocean. And the one who was elected in early November 1932 was inaugurated as President of the United States by Herbert Hoover on Saturday, the 4th of March. And what happened? The banks were all closed. And there was a boycott, and the economy collapsed, manipulated or not. In any case, the trigger was given, and the ball started rolling. World history was made, the end times were ushered in, and it was precisely at this time that God raised up a prophet, our beloved Brother Branham, who not only announced the plan of salvation, but also witnessed a large part of the plan of salvation and was able to tell God's people at this time what the Lord had decided in His Word. All the kingdoms of the world must ultimately be subject to God. He appoints kings, He dismisses kings. And you all know, I met the former Chancellor Helmut Schmidt exactly 5 weeks ago. I spoke to him, and he was so depressed. He said, "It's over. It's over forever. I can't go on, and I won't continue." And I thought to myself for a moment, if only I could say the same thing, no more, I'm not going on. And the next moment I thought, no, Lord, as long as you want me to, I'm ready to go on. Politicians get voted in and voted out. But when you are called by the Lord, people don't have a veto. They either accept or they reject. They hear or they don't hear, one or the other. The Lord tells the prophet Jeremiah, "Go, preach to them. They may listen or not, but let them know that there was a prophet among them." Well, let's see how it turns out. In any case, another part of end-time history will unroll before us. I fear that everything may happen faster now than we expect, but God will watch over everything, especially over His people, and will let us know everything we need to know. This is my absolute confidence that God will no longer leave us in the dark after the revelation of His will and His word, but that He will give us information about everything that is happening through His word and His spirit. We have already heard in the opening word, here it is written, that confirmeth the word of His servant and performeth the counsel of His messengers. This is the Almighty God. He has announced, He watches over His word, and when 100,000 years have passed, if God has planned something, He will carry it out. In chapter 45, it says in verse 2, "I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel." We could go on reading here. From this we should recognize that God is a personal God, not a God who is far away. And you know very well that about 6,000 times, if people have counted correctly, the term "the God of Israel" appears in the Bible. The God of Israel, again and again. Not once does it say the God of the Germans, or the God of the French, or the God of the Russians, or the God of the Americans. It only ever says the God of Israel. Thus saith the God of Israel. God was personally connected to Israel. through the choosing of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, and took personal responsibility for them, becoming the God of Israel. Beloved, He became our God, a personal God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our God was very distant from us, but in Christ He has come close to us. He has become our God, and He says, ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Ye shall be unto me sons and daughters. A personal relationship. God had made the covenant with Abraham, confirmed it with Isaac, realized it through Jacob, and so he announced the plan of salvation and realized it in the course of time. God is only interested in those with whom he can have personal fellowship. And only those who recognize His personal revelation in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can have this personal fellowship. You know very well that many people are looking for God everywhere, and they say with a very nice smile, God is everywhere. God reveals Himself wherever He wants and everywhere. That's a nice thing to say. The only question is whether it's true. God is omnipresent. That's true. But we have to realize that in terms of the plan of salvation, God is not concerned whether He can be found in the universe, but whether we have found Him as our personal Lord in Jesus Christ. For in Christ, God Himself has been revealed, and only in Him has God's reconciliation with humanity taken place. And only through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, can we be saved. That is why we can say, my Lord and my God. Not just one Lord and one God, but my Lord and my God. My Redeemer, my Savior, my King, my Lord, my Healer. God entered into a personal relationship with mankind by becoming man in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And since then, He is no longer far away, but is near. And we must see the covenant making on the cross of Calvary from a divine perspective, and realize that the Almighty will emerge victorious after all. Whoever does not believe what God has said makes him a liar. So it is written. And it is also written, God alone is true, though every man is a liar. We have to decide what we want to believe, whether we want to believe the lies of the enemy, or whether we can and want to believe God and His Word without reservation. And then the Lord calls out to us, I have redeemed you. I have called you by thy name. You are mine. How many times should we ask God to let us be His own when we have been for a long time? How many times should we ask God to be gracious to us when He has been gracious to us for a long time? How long do we want to put off the finished work of redemption? Or are we ready to receive it now by grace, so that God can reveal himself through the redeemed church, just as he revealed himself in the Redeemer? And at that time, our Lord said, the works that I have done, you will do also. Beloved, I already said this here on Wednesday. The healing of this one paralyzed man about 40 kilometers from Tokyo, it has strengthened me incredibly in my faith. A man who, because of the Hiroshima bomb, because of its effects, he had been sitting on the ground ever since and could no longer use his legs. Truly a picture of misery. But I have to tell you just as well, it wasn't my thinking, it wasn't my effort. I didn't have to get myself into anything. I just had to obediently follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and let God work.
Oh,
that is something marvelous. When man is no longer involved at all, but the hand of God can rest on us, and we can see how God's hand is then in motion for the blessing and salvation of others. Then it is no longer we who do something, but the Lord who has done everything by grace. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron, and I will give thee the treasures hidden in darkness. So it is. That which had been hidden, that which no one knew, veiled, but in the last days made known, revealed, brought to the surface, so that we, as children of God, may eat the hidden manna of the revealed Word of God, in order to become spiritually strong and be able to go forward. And perhaps there will still be days ahead of us that are not to our liking, but we do everything in faith in our Lord and leave it to him to decide which paths he will lead us on. And if one day it should come to the point of dying for the one who gave his life for us, that would be a point of honor for anyone who believes from the heart. If he had to seal his testimony in this way for the sake of the name of the Lord, for me at least, if it remains as it is today, that would be the most beautiful gift that God could give me at the end of my path. Although I would like to experience the day of the rapture without dying, I'm just as willing to admit that. But God knows, I have no fear in my heart, because I know that my Redeemer liveth. And I know that as surely as he rose from the dead, all those for whom he died will rise from the dead and be like him and behold his face. Redemption is not dependent on your and my pettiness, but a work of our God that was finished on the cross of Calvary. And we do not want to belittle this work of God. I just wanted to read very briefly, because my eyes fell on it, from two passages that seem to agree without me having looked for them. The first in 1 Samuel 16, from verse 14.
Und dann auch besonders
and then especially verse 22.
Oh,
excuse me, First Chronicles 16 from verse 14.
Here it says, der Herr,
He is the Lord,
unser Gott,
our God.
Über die ganze Erde
His judgments are in all the earth.
He remembers
always his covenant, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations,
even
the covenant which he made with Abraham, and of his oath unto Isaac, and has confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant.
We need to realize
that God is faithful and remains faithful.
When we look at history today,
we see a people of Israel who have returned home after so many years.
And God has brought them back to the land of promise.
Because he made the covenant with this people.
All the circumstances
up to the end of the Second World War
have contributed
to set the borders,
to make everything go
as it should be for the end.
God
knows all things better than we can know them.
Then
he goes on to say, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan,
the
lot of your inheritance.
Now verse 22.
Touch not mine anointed,
and do my prophets no harm.
You will see that this word,
touch not mine anointed,
is written in the same wording
in Psalm 105.
Let us read Psalm 105 from verse
12. When they were but a few men in number,
yea, very few and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people,
he suffered no man
to do them wrong,
yea,
he reproved kings for their sakes,
saying, touch not mine anointed,
and do my prophets no harm.
Beloved,
not only the prophets,
but all of
God's people
were under the anointing
of the Holy Spirit
because they received
the inspired word given by the Spirit
in faith.
And we must
and may expect
that the church
now
at the end of time
as a whole
will now be placed
under the anointing
of the Holy Spirit.
It is not enough
for us to know
that God had
a prophet
and spoke through him
and that the anointing
rested on him.
That is not enough.
It must
come to the point
where God is in complete
agreement
with his people.
And it is still written,
the anointing
will teach you
all things.
You do not need
anyone to teach you,
for the anointing
will teach you.
What is it?
The
same Holy Spirit,
the
same anointing
that
rested on the
prophets, on the Lord,
on the apostles,
on the church, The same anointing rested on the prophet of God in these last days.
And the same anointing must and will rest on the whole church.
Sometimes I and many had the impression
that Brother Branham was a very quiet preacher. He didn't perform like others.
He stood behind the pulpit
where others were demonstrating their power.
But
then I realized that it was not about a man demonstrating power, but about God's power being revealed
and the sermon accomplishing
what God has sent it to do,
and that he only uses a mouth
to speak to his people himself.
We will certainly experience the same.
You will not see anyone on the platform
being blessed and used in a special way.
No,
the whole people of God
are to be called together,
and the covenant
that God made with us by
sacrifice
is an eternal covenant,
and all share in it.
In fact, without the people of Israel being brought out,
no covenant could have been made,
because where would the people have been
with whom the covenant could have been established?
Only after the people were brought out could the covenant be made.
Beloved,
God calls out.
He leads out,
not to lead back into new spiritual slavery and captivity,
but
to place all who are born of God into the divine liberty of the children of God.
We all know,
after every revival,
new circles have always emerged.
At first it was always circles,
and these circles then surrounded the people,
and then the circles became cages,
and the cages, it went on.
And in the end, as the prophet says,
everyone is trapped in cages
and cooing like doves
and hiding in holes.
What is it?
It's all in the past.
No one has the right
after the leading out
of the church of the living God
to make a cage again
in order to enslave people in it.
Rather, we have been placed under the leadership of the Spirit,
and the same anointing
that was upon the prophet
will be upon all
who have received the prophetic message.
And they no longer need a brother,
not even a brother Frank,
who still comes to them and tells them something he wants to make clear.
No, that is no longer necessary.
Divine clarity comes from heaven,
under the proclamation of the Word of God.
And the Word of God has come to us all from a commissioned mouth.
And we have no doubt about it.
God has spoken personally to his people
through the mouth of his prophet.
If we now think of the sermons,
the token,
and many other sermons,
then we know what is meant.
First the blood, and then the Spirit and life comes back on the church that was purchased by the blood.
göttliches Blut,
divine blood,
eine Gemeinde Gottes,
a church of God,
gerufen,
called into being,
der Geist Gottes,
and the Spirit of God comes down to give this church divine life.
Ihr Lieben,
beloved,
wir haben es betont,
we have emphasized it.
Das Blut,
the blood,
das Wort,
the word,
und der Geist,
and the Spirit.
Mögen diese drei
May these
Dinge
three things
in den Mittelpunkt
be placed at the center of the proclamation.
Und Gott
and God
wird es uns
will
an
leave us wanting
lassen.
For nothing.
Wie viele
How
von
many of
uns
us
können glauben,
can believe
dass Gott
that God will finish his work?
Wie viele können
How many
glauben,
can believe
dass mit
that
dir
he will finish it with you personally?
Amen.
Amen.
Das geht gar
there
nicht
is no other way.
Wenn wir nicht
if we have not been sitting on our ears
in all, den Jahren,
all these years,
sondern Gott uns Gnade
but God has given us grace
hören,
to hear his word,
dann muss
then living faith must
sein,
have come up.
Denn das Wort ist
for the
lebendig,
word is alive.
Gott ist lebendig,
God is alive.
Und die Gemeinde
and the church
ist eine
is a living
Gemeinde.
Church.
Jesus Christus,
Jesus Christ,
das Haupt,
the head,
is
a living head.
Und es kann
and
an
on a living head,
Haupte,
there can be no dead members.
Nein,
no,
nie und nimmer.
Never ever.
Ihr Lieben,
beloved,
das
the greatest
und herrlichste
and most glorious is yet
noch.
To come.
Und ich hab die Redewendung
and I used the phrase
gebraucht.
On purpose,
allem
in
noch.
Spite of
Halleluja.
Everything. Hallelujah.
Und
praise and glory to our God.
Ich möchte
I would like to finish
kommen,
with this.
Aber Gott
but God will not finish
kommen,
yet,
nicht heute,
at least not today, but only when the time is up.
Ist. Und wir sind dankbar,
and we are grateful
in den letzten Tagen,
to have heard the trumpet of God in these last days.
Wir sind Gott dankbar,
we are grateful to God to have heard the everlasting gospel
und noch mehr
and even more
es tragen zu
to carry it to the ends of the earth.
Er ruft allen zu,
he calls out to all, let my people go, that they
dienen.
May serve me.
Wir sind nicht dazu da,
we are not here
neu
to go to prison again,
zu gehen, sondern
but
frei
to serve the Lord freely
as
a restored,
erkaufte,
redeemed,
erlöste,
pardoned multitude of our God.
Wie viele
how many
haben im Glauben
have realized
erfasst,
in faith
was auf Golgatha
what happened for us on Golgotha?
Ein Werk Gottes,
a work of God,
ein Erlösungswerk,
a work of redemption. Our Lord cried
es
out, it is finished.
Tod
death,
Teufel,
devil, and hell have been conquered. Everything has been
Jesus
overcome.
Christus
Jesus Christ was made sin for us.
Worden, damit wir
so that in him we might become
Gottes
the righteousness of God. He became the Son of Man. So that we could become sons of God. He took on mortality in this earthly tabernacle so that we could walk out of this earthly tabernacle and put on immortality. Oh, redemption is something mighty and something great. No one needs to help.
Nur den Schall
but hear the sound of the trumpet
und sage,
and say,
my God,
how grateful I am that I can hear
kann.
Well in both
ich
ears.
Den
I have heard
vernommen.
The sound of the
ich
trumpet.
Danke dir.
I thank you.
Deine Antwort
your answer is my answer.
Heute. Nimm ich sie
today
im Glauben
I accept it and
an.
Believe it.
Und ihr werdet sehen,
and you will see
so,
that if we make it a personal
machen,
thing,
wird Gott sich
God will also be able
auch
to reveal himself personally in our lives.
Wenn wir es nur
If we only hear it in the sermon and then forget it again, it may pass us by. But if we hear it and then come before the face of God in prayer, then he will fertilize the word we have heard, which we have received in faith in your heart and mine, and bring it forth to new life in your soul and mine. And I believe that this weekend we should thank our God and Lord from the depths as never before for all that he has done for us. Amen.